I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, the other thing I want to talk about, too, I tweeted this yesterday because the NFL comes out with Al Riveron's weekly look at calls that should have been changed or were wrong. So he goes through his whole litany of calls from this week, and he excludes the Joe Hayden defensive pass interference call. So how do you not include that in your assessment of what went wrong? Doesn't make any sense to me. That was the most egregiously bad call of the year, and it didn't make his group of calls that were wrong by officials. I don't know what else to say other than let's go to the lines. 412-928-9370. We got Jim in the car. Hey, Jim, how are you?
Hey, Bob. I'm well. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
All right. Hey, this is going right to the top of my resume here, being on the Bob Pompeiani show.
Oh, well, I appreciate you listening and calling. Thank you, Jim. Anytime.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I've been thinking about this idea, you know, of getting rid of Tomlin, and he has been taking a whole lot of heat. But, you know, what do you think about the idea that at some point, you know, these players just have to play? I mean, he seems like a competent coach. Do you think that these players are not ready to play when the whistle blows?
Well, they've had the most disturbing part of that was the Oakland game because they played a 425 game in which everybody that they needed to lose lost, and they came out extremely flat. I wouldn't have expected that. But to your point, I was just talking to Billy Steinbach about this. You know, people want to blame all those losses on him. Yes, he's the head coach, and yes, ultimately responsible. But again, the Cleveland game, they were up 21-7 in the fourth quarter with the ball 7 minutes left. Turnovers killed them. Is that him turning the ball over? No. Xavier Grimble has a bone cramp on his way to the end zone in Denver. That play, if it goes the other way, changes the complete outcome of that game. Now, that does not exclude the fact that their defense gave up drives after they had the lead in the fourth quarter, but it does change how that game would have unfolded, I think. Both of those. The Charger game was just bad coaching, no adjustment second half. They needed to stop Keenan Allen. They could not, even without Melvin Gordon. At home, that's inexcusable. I'll put that on coaching. But to me, there are many layers to it, Jim, and it's not just always him. And it seems like everyone wants to put it always on him. So that's true of any coach. And, you know, there are guys who've been around, you know, John Harbaugh, 3 straight years without. I keep using that as an example because I saw the response of fans. But you know what? They stuck with him this year. He put together a pretty good response after the injury to Joe Flacco when a lot of people thought that was it for him. So, you know, coaches can only do so much. They're ultimately responsible, yes. And given the talent on this team, I've expected more in the postseason. They haven't gotten it. But players have to play, too. Yes, I agree.
Yeah, I definitely will agree with you on most everything you said. No question. But, you know, at the end of the day, I really believe that the players have to go out and execute. Now, just real quickly, one other thing. I think that the issues with the referees and the bad calls and the no calls and so on, I think ultimately what's happening is the NFL is hurting their brand. And I really do. I hope that in the off season they somehow manage to address this. But you know, ultimately, I think this goes back all the way to, you know, the cameras and the replays and so on and so forth.
Oh, I agree. I think it's tough, and you know, there's a divide there. I don't think officials feel like the league has their back at all. I don't think you know they're not full-time employees, and I think that would make a difference. I do. I think if they're brought in. They have a lot of turnover, too, Jim. If you've looked at it, some of the veteran guys who've been around have retired recently. And I believe there are three more of them coming up this year. So they have a whole new set of officials coming in, specifically referees. So are they good enough? What test did they pass? How do we know they're going to be, you know, what they are? So too many weird calls at weird times. I think pass interference has gotten way run amok. I don't know what you do to change it, though, at this point.
No doubt. And I'm not going to monopolize you, but I do have one question for you, and then I'll hit the road. If you could turn back time, I think that was the song. I won't sing it for you.
I would, but I don't want to bore people, but I like that time. That's a Cher song, by the way. She was just honored.
It is.
Right?
You're right. Right. But if you could turn back time, would you go back to the period when there was no such thing as instant replay? The call was the call, and you lived with it.
That's like saying, can you go back before cell phones? Can you live with it if you had to go back? That's a good question. I didn't have a problem with the way things were, but technology came in, and why not utilize it? So if I could turn back time, I still like the way things have gone. I do think, however, there comes a time where you have to make a decision. Do you want more or less of this replay? And if you want less, then you're in trouble because you're not going to get calls right still. I think you may have to go all in, and a lot of people don't want to go all in. But thanks, Jim. I appreciate it. It's an interesting thought. But you're right. It's like having no cell phones, and it, or you had all the cell phone. Sometimes, have you ever done this at home? And I think you should try it. I know I need to try it. You need to put your cell phone away for a couple of days. With what I do, I think that's impossible. But I've had people who've done it and said it's the most relaxing feeling they've had. Just not to deal with texting and tweeting and all this other stuff. I don't know. Maybe it's a good exercise to try at least once. Let's go to Mark in Crafton. Hey, Mark, how are you? Welcome to the Bob Pompeiani Show. Mark, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Always great to have you on the air. Hope you and your family had a great Christmas holiday.
We did. I hope you did, too.
Oh, yeah. Very nice. Thanks. I've never been in the camp of firing Tomlin, but after some reflection, you had just made the statement about, you know, coaches ultimately are responsible, but it took me back to, remember when Peter Laviolette, I think, was coaching the Flyers and things weren't going his way? He would always call his timeout and settle things down, and the game would turn, and it was very strategic how he did it. And I look at all these games, and ultimately it is the players, but a 14-point lead in Cleveland with 7 minutes to go, and okay, you get a turnover, and they go down and they score, but nothing, you know, there was no change by Tomlin. I look at all these games, and, you know, when the tide is turning there, he does nothing to stop. And I made the comment to your screener, to Young Pomp. The thing that bothers me the most is that the Steelers used to be the goal to reach in the NFL. They were the organization that everybody tried to copy. No doubt they were, if not the top organization in sports, they were pretty darn close. And now they're not.
Well, how far have they fallen in your mind?
Oh, at least in the NFL, I would put them
behind who?
At least fourth.
Behind who?
Oh, New England, obviously.
Well, that take them out of it. I understand that. Who else?
I think the way that the Rams have done things.
That's 1 year.
Lately has been
1 year.
Well, actually, it's been a couple of years.
We'll see.
With the way that they've built the team. You know, I'm trying to think of
you'd be hard pressed to come up with ones. I just look at a team that consistently is in contention to win divisions. I understand you're not always going to do it. I think sometimes people get spoiled around here and expect it every single season. And if you do change coaches, the expectation of that new coach, look at what Green Bay has done, for example. So far, they've conducted 2 coaching interviews for Mike McCarthy's job. Do you know who they brought in?
Well, yeah, they brought in Caldwell.
And?
Well, they had to do that because of the Rooney role.
They're bringing in retreads is my point.
And
that's all they've done so far. You can take a risk on somebody, or you might come up with somebody else. There, you know, as good as Mike McCarthy's been, I think, during his time in Green Bay, there are teams out there, we'll give him an opportunity, but there are teams that may not. It's a difficult decision. And I think, here's your question. If you want to start with a whole new regime, okay, Roethlisberger and everyone, a whole new everything, or do you go with what you have because they, you know, you're comfortable with the system? And again, I think if you look at reasons, players have to absorb some of the reasons for this failure if they don't get in. There are games they should have won. Players made mistakes. It wasn't him who made mistakes, but yet it's always back to him who made mistakes. So I think it's a complicated situation. I like stability. I'm a fan of stability. The only stability I don't like is Marvin Lewis. That doesn't make any sense to me, and I'm going to be wondering what they do at the end of the season. But anyway, thanks for the call, Mark. Wish you all the best in 2019. Let's go down one to Anthony in Oakland. Hello, Anthony. How are you?
You know, I want to caution these people because some of these voices sound like the same people who said Jamie Dixon had to go. And we saw what happened with that little move.
Well, again, the whole reason is because expectations rise.
Yeah.
And people expect it to be every year. It's just not every year. It's a league that – how many times, Anthony, have we seen teams go from the basement in the NFL to first place overnight, basically year to year? It happens a lot because there's a lot of parity in this game.
And, Bob, you've been around a long time. I've been around – I've been following the Steelers since Bill Austin was the coach. Let me just say this. You're going to have ups and downs in an organizational year. I mean, in an organization. The Steelers have been pretty consistent. The Patriots are to what the Houston Oilers, what we are, that's our Patriots. I mean, that's the way it happens sometimes. But let's just say this. Bill Cowher, folks, lost four AFC championship games at home. And one year when they were 15-1. So it happens. And the Rooneys were patient, even when he was 6-10. There's been some, I think there needs to be some new fresh of eyes brought in here for Mr. Tomlin. I think we need to revamp some things.
I agree.
And including the organization. Needs to look at some stuff differently.
All right, Anthony, I got to run, but thank you for your points. I do appreciate that.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.